Welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. This is the place to connect to who you truly are. We're bringing PhDs, experts, and leaders to help you elevate your mindset in your work life and in your love life so that you can see things differently and truly love your world. I'm Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, author, and TEDx speechwriter and booker, and I'm excited to bring you in to this week's episode. U-Turn friends, I have somebody really special on the show today, and it's not our usual guest. We have Ankita Terrell here, and she is one of the most heart-centered, entrepreneurial, expansive coaches that I've gotten to work with. And it just feels really good that I'm not just bringing here as a guest on the U-Turn podcast, but I'm also introducing you to someone who is our career coach. The past 6 months, I have been writing TEDx talks and getting people booked on stage. Now I have a speech writing team, and we've got 17 TED Talks on deck right now. So as you can imagine, I don't have the same capacity that I used to love having for career coaching. And that's why I wanted to bring the best here, which is Ankita. And we're going to talk about expansion, like fulfillment, expansion, self-discovery, how to be you in your career. I feel like that was my bread and butter and what's so exciting about having her on my team. And of course, she has her own business too, is that she has her own body of thinking around expansion, fulfillment, and clarity. And so I love that she knows how I think about it and she has her own way about it. So without further ado, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Ash. I'm so excited just on everything that we're co-creating together in this evolution of your business.
Yeah, it's fun to have you. And I was telling you, it's like, I feel like with the first 5 years of entrepreneurship, I had a lot of pain around hiring people. I was very quick to hire and then I would find out I don't have the right people. And it's been the past maybe 6 or 7 years where everybody has stayed on my team. Like We're a family and there's a lot of love there. And when people's personal lives are getting personal, like personal comes first and we care about it. And I haven't taken my business too seriously. I've just wanted to stay in integrity and help people the best I can and have the best people with me. And so it means a lot to have you here and to have your thinking here. And I know that one of the things you talk about, I like that you said co-creating. You talk a lot about what are we co-creating and why. So talk to me and everyone a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as humans, we're always evolving. And it's like the nebulous of we get to be the same people irrespective of what we're currently working on or currently doing. And I have followed you for a really long time and we've studied with a lot of similar people. And obviously, like you've created this incredible body of work that I have learned so much from as in my evolution as a coach. And as I saw your kind of transformation, your company's transformation into growing into the TEDx world and into helping people book their TED Talks, it's so much deeper than the surface level results of just having a TED Talk. It's kind of just like getting to tell your life story in this really deep and transformative way that changes your life forever. It changes your business forever or your career trajectory forever. And like when you put out a call to say that you were really busy and kind of thinking about bringing someone on, I messaged you to say, I'd love to talk because I am in this phase of expansion where I'm a fully trained coach where I can coach anyone on anything. It really doesn't matter. And that's the approach that I take, which is like from the inside out. Let's focus on you and who you are in this world and what your deeper mission and purpose and your values are. And from there, let's build and be in that expansive state where anything you want is possible. Let's not restrict ourselves to, I just want the next job. It's who do you really want to be? And So to me, it fits into that same picture as what your company and what you're building. And so I think what we're co-creating, and it's not just you and I, it's also Kristen and it's also a bunch of other people. You know, it's like we're co-creating this like expansive, magical beingness that people can step into to have all their desires met. And we get to, as kind of the experts, blend that deeper knowing of how to step into that expansion and mindset piece with the strategy of, okay, these are the steps that you take if you're looking for your new job to interview well, if you're building a business or scaling a business to really grow to your next level in business, or if you're ready for a TED Talk to nail your TED Talk so it goes viral.
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting that you say the word expansion before we even started recording, because that is one word that represents a concept that comes to my mind all the time. Whenever I'm with my therapist, whenever I'm thinking about healing or growth, I think about the word expansion. So for somebody listening right now, they may feel like they have a lot going well, right? Like they're listening to the show, which is self-development oriented, but part of why they have so much going well is because they're self-development oriented, right? So there's probably some people listening thinking, I like my job. It's not like the love of my life job, but I really like it. Mm-hmm. I'm doing well. I'm supporting myself. I'm enjoying myself. But something's missing. Something doesn't feel all the way here. What would be your response to those people? Because I feel like a lot of people feel that way and they're not really sure what to make of that feeling.
Yeah, I think that we distract ourselves by just chasing the next job or just chasing the next thing instead of figuring out that missing piece, because that missing piece is just inside of us. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's not really about finding another job, but it's really about tapping deep into your inner self and finding that enoughness and fulfillment and finding ways to really build it. Because otherwise, you'll find another job, you'll find another relationship, you'll find whatever, you know, your next business milestone, like $100,000 a month or $1 million a month or whatever like crazy goal you have, and still feel like something is missing.
Right.
It's just that happiness doesn't come from the outside. It really comes from inside, and it comes from like the reality that the people that don't have anything often are the happiest.
Right.
It's not like you have to have nothing to be happy, but it's realizing that if it's external goals, we'll never be done. Then it's never going to be complete because we'll always want something more.
Okay, so I can imagine some people are listening to us saying, yeah, but it does matter and I want to have all these things in my life. What would our response be to that? Because I do think that having a lot of money doesn't, you know, there's so much research to back that it doesn't make you happier, but the absence of it, not being able to pay your bills, not being able to get medical care, I know that those bear weight on people. So I'm particularly curious just to understand, I don't know what your thoughts are as far as what does it take in somebody's career to feel that sense of expansion? What are some different things they should be focused on?
Yeah, I think it really comes to, and I know that I'm curious to hear what you would say to Ash, about this, Ash, but to me, it really comes down to identifying your values, because if something in your life is not in integrity with who you are at your essence, you're never going to be happy. And by the way, I never advise anyone to just up and quit their jobs, even if they're absolutely miserable, because like you said, the absence of money, like not being able to pay your bills, is more stressful than being in a job that you're like, okay, let me figure out what about this job or about this situation, this living situation I'm in, this relationship, this whatever, business is not working.
Yeah.
But if you're not in alignment with who you are at your essence, you're never going to be happy.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much there. And I think this idea of the concept of who you are, I think a lot of people are super stuck on, where they think about how the heck do I even begin to figure out who I am? Like most people don't know what they're into past like their favorite snack and their favorite music. Like where do we even begin to figure out who we are? And I think the reason I crave putting myself in a lot of situations, whether it was like working at the Pentagon or volunteering on Skid Row this morning, there's, you know, some part of me that is altruistic and of service. And then there's another part of me that selfishly wants to figure myself out. And when I put myself in these circumstances, I learn about myself and I take things away. Like I've been learning in the past years that if I won the lottery, I would probably volunteer part time. And that's all I would do, because I, no matter how much I love writing TED Talks or coaching, there's something about helping people who really need the help that in my perspective lights me up, makes me feel like I'm really doing something. But I don't know those things without putting myself in situations. How does someone even begin to start asking those questions, trying things on, like just any suggestion you have around that?
Yeah, I think that's the answer, is you just try things on. It's not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I feel like we try to project our lives out, you know, like, and I think it's really financially responsible to start thinking about retirement early on. Mm-hmm. But a lot of educated people start worrying about the future so much very early on, when they really are putting their bodies into fight or flight mode, mm-hmm. when that is not their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not their reality to be stressing out about stuff that is 30 years out, but they just worry that if they don't figure everything out in this moment, their life is going to fall apart. And I think it's just taking that pressure off ourselves and giving ourselves that space to be like, okay, like, again, back to my values, not everyone needs to volunteer, but maybe you need to spend time with your loved ones. Maybe it's like helping out grandma, you know, on or whatever it is for you that really helps you feel that deeper purpose of why you're here on this planet. For some people, it's being a mom or being a parent, whatever your gender is. And it's, again, I truly think we can do it all, but sometimes we just need to give ourselves a little bit of space to actually not put the pressure on ourselves to do things out of guilt, because that's what we should be doing. Because we should be speaking up for this cause, or we should be reposting about this war that you know nothing about. But it's actually the deeper, what do I really care about? And how can I just give myself a tiny sliver of time every week to do it?
Yeah, I mean, how do we figure ourselves out when we put pressure on ourselves? That is a very constricted way to get answers. I don't know about you, but when somebody's standing over my shoulder telling me to do a good job, it definitely doesn't make me do a better job.
No, so, that's like the parenting or the school style that when we were kids, that was kind of, you know what? I mean, I went to Catholic school. Yeah. So that was very much you do this or you're going to be really bad for the rest of your life at math. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the case was.
Yeah, it's interesting to even hear that. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, forget even going to a certain type of school, right? They probably already have that in their head. They have that critic voice. I know you've coached a lot of people before you came across me, and you've also done a lot of work on coaching certifications and all these different opportunities you've had to learn. When you look back in time at some of your clients who kind of came in and said, okay, here's where I'm struggling, what have you found to be some of the most influential things that they've done to help them change and get closer to the person that they want to be in their career?
Oh, Ash, this is such a good question. Okay, so I think it doesn't matter, again, what clients come to me for. On my one-on-one coaching, most clients come to me to scale their business. And with you, clients come for clarity, or they come for career, or they come for business. Like, really doesn't matter what clients are working together with the coach on. Mm-hmm. But what I have found to be the biggest thing is we all have subconscious blocks and fears that are literally tying us down and holding us back from stepping into that next level of who we're meant to be.
Mm.
And what I have my clients do is I literally have my clients track their thoughts every time they like berate themselves in their head to write it down. Mm-hmm. And to like really keep a track of all their negative thoughts, because until you know what's subconsciously ruling you, you cannot overcome it.
Right.
And then we go into the forgiveness process, you know, like the University of Santa Monica process that is in the U-Turn book as well. But like we go through that process together and forgive ourselves. And then we arrive at who you really are. Because when you think about it and sit in silence with, I forgive myself for buying into the misunderstanding that being seen as dangerous or whatever your misunderstanding is, then you can say the truth is. And the truth is that my essence is to be free, or the truth is my essence is pure love. But I think that until we can like identify what's the block, you're never going to move past it. Like, any results would be temporary or superficial.
Okay. You know, when I think about who I am, and I've never thought about this in categories the way that I'm thinking about it with you now, but one piece of it is your interests, right? What are you genuinely pulled towards? Mm-hmm. And I know with the U-Turn book, I talk about don't do what you love, do what you are. And what you love matters, but I really believe that your interests are the backdrop of what you do. The foreground is your gifts and your talents. And that's just my own thinking and my own body of work that I've been with for all these years. But when I think past somebody's interests, I think about their upbringing. Like, what are the things that you heard about, saw, learned to love as a kid? Were, you know, and it's interesting because divorce, I was reading that one of the biggest predictors of divorce is an unwillingness to accept influence from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about, you know, people who are figuring out who they are, there's a lot of influence we've accepted from our parents. And so being able to evaluate, like, where does this influence come from? What are some of the things? And there's something uniquely fulfilling about having an influence on someone. For example, my sister-in-law, she grew up in Panama and also in Colombia. and she never wanted to marry. She grew up on the Panama Canal, and she always used to see like a bunch of like white Americans coming out wearing cargo shorts. And she was like, I don't ever want to be like these people. Because even in Panama, she was telling me that you get dressed up to go to the bank. Like going to the bank, you really dress to the nines, and they won't let you in if you look casual. Like the bank is a place to show up respectfully. So it's interesting because as she's been with my brother, it's been a decade. She was saying to me the other day, she's, you know what I really crave sometimes is In-N-Out Burger. And I just remember this like little smirk on my face, realizing like it's a part of her palate now that she craves these like American Californian burgers that we're eating. So it's something as simple as food, right? It's also deeper. Like she realized that, you know, my family grew up with guard dogs. That's rubbed off on her. She liked how it feels for one of our dogs to be outside of her door when she wakes up in the morning. She feels safer. So it's been really fun. And I think a lot of people who become parents, they get to experience that too. You are a part of someone's self-discovery and self-actualization. You have a hand in helping someone become who they are. And there's probably some innate fulfillment in that. Outside of family influence, partners influence, your own genuine interests, I'm curious, what questions might you ask someone, or what reflections might you have for them in their journey to figure themselves out, or just steps that you think they might want to take, whether they work with you or not?
By the way, can I just say the thing you were saying about influence, I think to me is also why you have to surround yourself with expanders and the people that genuinely make you step into that power that you see reflected in them. But, you know, like it's kind of like we fall in love with people and they're reflecting aspects that are really inside of us. And it's like your own love or your own anger or sadness or whatever. Like when you like fall in love with someone, or when you, it's like showing you your own power.
Yeah, I love that.
So maybe I would start there. And I have had a lot of my clients build a list of expanders in their life, like both people they know and people that they don't. Identify the qualities that they appreciate about those people.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that exercise because there's a big difference between who you know and who expands you. And it's not to say that certain people don't expand you. I think it's just that certain people do so even more when you give yourself a second to kind of think about it.
And I think that's the difference between inspire you and expand you, because people can inspire you, but you don't want to be like them. Like they're inspiring in that they're for things that they've accomplished. But people right. that expand you, you're Taylor Swift is such an expander, I think, for most people, right? I'm not even a Swiftie, to be honest. I like her music, but I wouldn't call myself a Swiftie. But you look at her and you're like, man, that girl is like on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. She so is. And that's such a good point. Okay. Well, that's a great takeaway. And I want to also ask you just about your path. What is it that led you into career coaching specifically? And how do you think your path has influenced your approach to how you've been coaching people? Because I know that your method and your work is unique to you. And you're not just taking what I do, but you're taking what you do into our clients that come in.
Yeah, I'm taking what I do. And I think what is why this works is because we're very similar in the deeper value piece. So yes, I have my own methodology. And like a lot of my methodology involves that the building of your I am statement, the building, the uncovering of the mental blocks. But it starts with values for both of us. So like my path is really unique where I grew up in India. I moved to the US in college. When I was 10, I convinced my parents to let me go live by myself alone for a month on a meditation retreat site. And that's who I always was, right? Like I just felt at home with in the presence of love. Because like when you're on a meditation retreat site and you're in silence, you're around all these people that are deeply spiritual. You just feel that inherent peace and love. And of course, I went to college, I studied economics, I worked in venture capital, I worked for a VC-backed startup. Then I lived again in the meditation retreat site for 3.5 years. And I eventually went to Georgetown for business school to combine my two very different worlds, like the VC and the meditation world. And I was like, okay, what do I want to do next? And after business school, I was funding climate innovations. And I was like, I was in the nonprofit side and my counterparts were inside the company. So I was working with really large companies like Target, like General Motors. And I think I just realized at some point that I had subconsciously my entire life believed that I could either make money or do good in the world. I was like, I need to untangle this because this isn't right. And I just went on this really deep money healing journey for myself on untangling it. And I started coaching people around around that.
Yeah.
Or not even coaching. I started like sharing what I was learning, sharing, you know, like even just like financial like advice on this is how you open a SEP IRA if you're self-employed. This is what a Roth IRA is. This is what a regular, but that was like very basic level. But then on the deeper level, just around like how you can desire more money and still be a good human. How can you create change in the world? How can you invest in ethical things that match your values? And I would even there start in the values piece.
Mm.
And then go into like, how can your investments match your values? And I realized that focusing on any one niche is restrictive because it doesn't allow you to work from the inside. So I eventually quit my job, went full-time into coaching, got certified, coached hundreds of people at this point. And to me, this path is really cool because I'm like, I can talk to pretty much anyone. Like I have done it all. Like I worked in venture, I worked in Wall Street. I have lived in the ashram. I worked in nonprofit. I have allowed myself to explore all these careers. So first of all, I'm really good at getting a job.
Yeah.
But on the deeper level, it's also about discovering I'm still the same person, irrespective of where I worked. I didn't change who I was. And so starting from that piece of, again, of who are you and what is the change that you want to see in this world?
I love what you're sharing. And it's fun because I feel like most of the women on my team that I and why I feel like I'm so in love with what we're all doing is that we're kind of a blend of the mystical and the practical. It's head in the sky, feet on the ground, and we can help people with that. And I think one area that you really do that so well is around your coaching, because I know you blend a lot of mindset and strategy. And I feel like there's a lot of coaches out there where it's just mindset or and not just, not to diminish it because it's so useful, but or it's only focused on strategy. And the fact that you do both of the mystical and the practical tactical is so useful. Can you talk to us a little bit about what goes on for you or how you approach somebody when you're working with mindset? How do you approach them when you're working on the tactical? Like, just walk us a little bit through your method or your results with clients.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between coaching and therapy to me is you don't need a coach forever. I mean, you should have a coach forever as you're growing. But you outgrow your coach. And I love my clients outgrowing me. I'm like, please make more money than I do so you can outgrow me and you can go get a new coach. And I did the same thing, right? For me, I would love to say we start with mindset and then go to strategy, but really we oscillate between mindset and strategy for each level that you're hitting, for each level as you're like unpacking layers of who you are and what's been holding you back.
Mm.
And so again, we start with all this like crap that isn't serving you, that's in your brain and in your subconscious. Let it go, build from that space. And then for strategy, like I'm super strategic. Again, like I worked in analytics, I went to business school, like that's how my brain works, is let's build a roadmap. Let's create measurable outcomes. Like you want to be more confident? What does that mean? Like how do you measure confidence? You want a new job? What does it mean? Just any new job? Or like what will change to make this feel like coaching with me was the best investment you made?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not just about one next step. It's about like your life forever will be changed because you're different. You're tapped into who you really are.
I know a lot of people when they hire a coach, they get nervous because it's a big investment, whether it's financially or just their time or whatever it is. What are some things that you would recommend people ask about whether they work with us or someone else, just to be diligent in choosing somebody that they think is right for them?
Oh, yeah, I think it's such a good question. And I think that if a coach ever pressures you, you know they're probably not the right coach for you. And I think the questions that you really want to ask are about the methodology. Like, how do you work with someone like me? Like, how can you want to make sure that this coach can support you in the way that will support your life for the long haul and will help you even overcome some of your own blocks as you're moving through the next? Because honestly, our patterns are the same, whether the patterns show up in the relationship or in a job or whatever, like it's the same pattern. And so it's really going to that and making sure that the coach is able to support you in whatever is coming up, whether it's career, whether it's life, whether it's business. And I would love to hear, Ashley, if you have any questions that you would ask too. But like for me, I would ask a coach, to be honest, by the time I'm on a consult call with a coach, like I just hired a new coach recently, like I already knew I wanted to hire her.
Yeah.
And I already knew how much he charges. And I'm like, this is a big investment and I'm ready to make it. But it was just like, talking through and making sure that we're on the same vibe. And that is really what I'm checking for when I'm working with the coach. To be like, it's getting honest with yourself and being like, do you just need pure strategy? And is that actually true? Or do you need someone who can be in that like blend of mistake and strategy? Who is that blend of mindset and strategy? What do you really need in this moment?
Yeah, I love
what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think that for me, it's just, do I feel safe talking to this person? do I feel, I think the biggest thing is, has their content already been uniquely helpful to you? Like really taking a look at what they're putting out there. It sounds obvious, but I think it's not. I do think that not every coach is for everyone. I would say like 1 out of 5 sales calls I was doing way back when, I would not offer to work together because I didn't feel like I was the right person for them. So I like asking coaches, what are some things that you don't like to work with? Just to get a sense of, is there something about what I'm looking at that might not be pleasant for them? So those are some starting things that I pay attention to, if for whatever is useful for everybody listening.
Yeah, I mean, I have a client rubric, and I think it's for the same reason, to be like, sometimes you get really excited about what someone else has done, but it's being really objective and being like, you know, what are you really looking for? And then honestly, it's trusting your intuition.
Yep.
I feel like coaching is this nebulous thing where it could kind of quote unquote pay off in your container. It could be 6 months later.
Right.
You just have to trust your intuition that this person is going to be that expander for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think that, you know, like we learn in school for coaching that, you know, we are responsible to our clients. We are not responsible for our clients. And what that really means is that being responsible to someone is having integrity with them. And I think this applies to anybody in the workforce, with your friends. You just in integrity with what you say you can do, what you say that you are. But being responsible for someone, that has to do with their results. And I don't think any career coach can actually create the result, because we're not in the interview doing the speaking for someone. We're not standing up and talking about their resume in front of the hiring manager. They're doing that. And I think that in order to hire a coach and get results, you also need to have that deep desire to want to do that, to want to show up for yourself, because someone else can only take you so far in that case.
And can I just add one more thing, Liz, which is,
please,
it's also being brutally honest with yourself on what is actually right for you. I learned this in my first ever job in my career, where I was in a job where I got the job because I was really good at my resume and really good at interviewing, but it was a horrible fit for me. And if I'd been honest with myself about that, I wouldn't have taken the job. So it's also, I can't help you figure out whether or not, I mean, I can help you figure it out, but you have to be honest with yourself about whether or not an opportunity is right for you.
And I think a lot of people struggle with that. Okay. I am going to leave it here and just finally ask you a little bit about like how long you work with people, because I know you have your packages with our company, where your Calendly link is for people to apply to work with you. And then I want everyone to know that Ankita is going to go into a solo explanation of her work and continue on from here. So I will stop our conversation here and let you take it from here, explaining how you work, what are some of the steps that you're doing, and we can close out the episode. So thanks to everyone for listening to me and Ankita, and I will leave it to you, Ankita.
Hi guys, it's just me now. I am so excited about this partnership with Ashley and so grateful to be here. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what working together could look like. So I want to start off by saying that irrespective of what you're looking for coaching for, whether it's for clarity on who you are and where you're headed, whether it is to really take your business and exponentially get it to the next level, or it's simply to find a new job, my process is the same. When we begin, we really unpack who you are at your core. We uncover the magic that is you and really set that person free. We let go of any misunderstandings that you've been carrying around that are no longer serving you. So with that being said, I do offer both clarity and career coaching and also business coaching. So career clarity, kind of the same thing. They're a 3-month package, whereas business is typically a longer 6-month package. If you're very clear that you just want super kind of guided help, we can talk about doing a smaller package, but I have found that business is a longer term game. And both of these, of course, include one-on-one sessions and Voxer support. Or if you prefer email, that's totally fine. We can do that, because stuff comes up between sessions. And I really want to be there for you every step of the way when you sign up to work with me. And so I want to tell you that I have worked with people across the board. I have worked with people that are gearing up for their first $1 million year. And I've also worked with people that are just getting started in business after having very successful corporate careers. So irrespective of which bucket you fall in, if you sign up for business coaching, we go into mindset, we go into strategy, we'll talk about online, offline marketing. We'll talk about a lot of the strategic component, but we're also going to talk about the deeper you, stepping into your expansion, unleashing your magic, becoming visible. And of course, since you are in Ashley's audience, you know that Ash has an incredible TEDx offer. And, you know, by having access to me, you also have access to and first dibs on her new offerings, which is such a cool benefit. At some point, we're going to do a combined offer potentially. But for now, unpacking who you are and really tapping into your deeper desires of becoming magnetic, of letting opportunities and expansion come to you with ease, of it being easy to create is everything. And I so want that for you. So if you're looking for career, your success metric might simply be getting a new job. It might be getting through the ADS machine and getting a new job. But so much of getting a new job is also being really confident in who you are, in what you truly desire in this next phase of your life, and in telling your story powerfully. I want to talk about expansion and what expansion can do for you. Whether or not you choose to work with us, I want you to do this exercise. I want you to ask yourself, who would I be if I didn't have blank thought? You can fill in the blank with anything, right? Not good enough, not productive enough, I procrastinate too much, I'm too lazy, I'm not smart enough, I don't work hard enough, whatever. So ask yourself, who would I be if I didn't have blank thought? Who would I be if I didn't believe blank? And just sit with that. Like really journal on who you are at your core. Who do you really want to be in this world? And I want to remind you that abundance is truly all around you. It doesn't matter what your goal is. You could tell me you want to make $1 million a month. You could tell me you want your dream job. You could tell me you want to fly to the moon. It really doesn't matter what your goal is. The reality is you can have absolutely anything that you desire. And the question is, are you really honest with yourself on what your heart actually desires? Because let me tell you, the subconscious mind is very smart. And it will give you exactly what your deeper desire is. So until you create the safety where it is safe for you to have the things that you truly deeply desire, you're never going to have them. And while thinking about desires, I also want you to consider, what is it that you desire versus what is an ego play? And what I mean by that is sometimes we base our own metric of success on what we see the external world doing. So I want you to answer this question. What would make you feel like you're living your best life? You're living a life of flow and ease and feeling your power and magic every single day. That is your dominant state of being. And I promise, as you step into the space of expansion, you're not going to let failures or successes mean anything about you, because you are inherently worthy. You can do absolutely anything you desire. It's sort of like the sun rises again. There's no limit to the amount of sunshine to be had. You are also a limitless source, and you're connected to this deep potential. And you've put all of these restrictions on what you think is possible for you, on why other people can have it, but you cannot. So it's all about strengthening that connection and becoming a conduit for creating magic in this world. And of course, all of this deep inner work and all of this getting an alignment and being and really working on the deep layers of transformation on the somatic level, on the emotional level, the mental, the behavioral, and the unconscious levels, all of these are followed by strategy, right? So we do the both the inner and the outer work in how we work together. So if this resonates with you, right? So like we start by unleashing the magic, letting go of anything that doesn't serve you, of recognizing patterns, and then we build the strategy. The strategy could be interviewing for a job. It could be getting through ATS and landing that dream job. Or it could be your business. It could be raising your prices and getting so in tune with your ideal customer that all you get are the perfect aligned clients. And you can go from doing like $10,000 months to $50,000 months. I have had clients that have come to me doing $2,000-$3,000 months, and within 6 months of working together, they've let go and shed layers that are no longer serving them. They're ready to have fun. They're ready to become their full, authentic, vibrant selves. And I'm not joking. They've gone from $2,000 to $3,000 months to $17,000 months to $25,000 months. And this is just a number. You have to create your own measure of success. So what is the expansion that you want? The desire that is deep in your heart, whatever it is possible for you. And if you're into human design, you know, you might understand the whole concept of being a specific manifestor versus a non-specific manifestor. I am a non-specific manifestor, which is I manifest based on feeling, on how I want to feel. I want to feel free, free to travel, free to create, free to just have fun, free to be in this state of pure elation every day of my life. And I also work with clients that are very specific, like they want exactly 4 clients next month. And so whatever it is that works for you, I want you to know that I, in our work together, we will leverage the knowledge of both the Enneagram and of human design and of several other systems. And I know something that both Ashley and I love to do is we love to swap out one of the one-on-one sessions with us for sessions with experts. So if you sign up to work with me and I could see that you would really benefit from hypnotherapy, I would recommend you to a hypnotherapist who is incredible, because sometimes if our work is not serving you, it doesn't help to figure out what exactly needs reprogramming, but you just need to let go of certain beliefs. So I've had a couple of clients where I have swapped out one of my one-on-one sessions and they've come back and they're just in this elated state. And we can get to the next level because they've just shed layers that are not serving them. And I also know that Ashley has a life coach on deck that we can refer you to. So if it's like a deeper life issue that is not related directly to career or business, you can get the help that you want all by working together with us and with me. So I view you as pure love in human form. So all parts of our lives are interconnected in our work together. Nothing is off limits. In our work, I will love all of you. Everything that we do together, who you are, who you're becoming, and I will see you for your potential. So I want to nurture all parts of you and uncover what your true desires really are so you can go out and make an impact on the world. Whether it's you wanting to be in public eye, whether it's you building a $1 million business, whether it's you landing a C-suite job and climbing the corporate ladder. Whatever your desire may be, this is your invitation to book a call with me. I'm going to link the free discovery call in the show notes. Let's talk and see how I can support you. Honestly, even in this short call, you're going to walk away with so much joy and clarity. So take me up on it. Book that call. Especially if you feel resonance with what we talked about today and in what you heard from me. If you're in Ashley's audience, I know that you're already there. I know you already feel the resonance. So book that call. Let's create magic together. I am so grateful that I get to be part of Ashley's team, that I get to co-create this, that I get to support all of you, and that we got to have this conversation today. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode and for listening. It's been a joy being here with you. You can follow me on Instagram, or you can find more information about me on Ashley's website. I'm listed there and you can read more about me and my background. I really look forward to getting to know you and to supporting you. And as we say goodbye, I want to remind you that you are whole and complete. May you remember that and create magic in everything you do and in who you're becoming. May you be tapped into your magic in who you're being every single day. Be authentically you and unleash that magic on the world.
Thank you so much for tuning into the U-Turn podcast. And thank you again so much for our sponsors. We are here because of you. And to our listeners, thank you for checking out our sponsors. We always pick people and brands that we trust and we believe in. And just for listening to the show, writing your reviews on the Apple app, and just being willing to make your own U-turns. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.